Hello, this is John.
Hey, John, it's John with Local Splash.
Yes, sir, Mr. John.
Hi, I was following up with you. Did you have an opportunity to speak to your other half?
I did, yep.
Okay, did she give us the go-ahead or she shut it down?
Yeah, she said probably not.
Probably not, okay. Why did she say that? The price?
Nope, it wasn't the price. She said, so she used to have her own business too.
Uh-huh.
And she got a lot of different calls for advertising companies and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And she thought that it wouldn't be worth it for what the value that I got. Not necessarily that it was super high price. It's only $250 a month, but she didn't think it'd be worth spending the extra for what we got.
Huh. Did you let her know Home Advisor is getting a lot of their leads from Google? Like most of the leads that you'd be buying now would be Google leads in general.
Here's another thing that she thought, John.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't give me a hard no.
Yeah.
But she gave me a I don't think we should type of a thing, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you shouldn't spend. If I'm her and I'm just on the outside looking in, right? And I don't know the details of everything. I don't know. We don't know what you're going to end up spending each month on Home Advisor because it's pay per lead. So that's one of those systems where it's like a big question mark. Like, how many leads are you going to get? You know, throughout the course of a month, and then you're adding more on top of it. So, you know, if I'm your other half, I'm going just like my wife would, you know, okay, wait, we're allotting X amount to this. Now there's another $250 there. We got all our bills and everything else. And then, you know what I mean? So that's how I can understand her being like, if it's a money thing, being like, okay, you know, that doesn't make sense.
There any other little fees that would come up? She says that there's probably other fees hidden in there somewhere.
No.
And
no.
Is it just the flat $250?
Exactly.
And there's no clicks, no leads, no nothing. How about like to help get the website set up? Is there a fee for that?
Nope. And I send you everything in black and white too, and we document it. It's exactly $249. That covers you for the entire month. There's no surprises, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees, no website fees. It's all included in that package.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so then how would people find me? They type in General Contractors Ocean Shores and it pops up?
Yeah. I mean, most people don't just look up a general contractor. They're usually more specific about the services that they're looking up. They're probably, you know, bathroom model, kitchen model. But in layman's terms, you know, to keep it as simple as possible, yes. We give you 15 different keyword terms or phrases that you're listed for at a time. If they type in any one of those phrases and they're within a 40-mile radius of you, you pop up as a top recommended option. Right next to the map there, there's only three total options that will be presented to the customers for the results page. And so you'll be one of those guys, and they have your number, a link to your website, name, address, link to your reviews, you know, and they can call you directly. If they're on a mobile device, they literally just got to click on your name, and it starts ringing, and you got, you know, live human being on the line who is just on Google in your service area looking up your services and then calls you.
Uh-huh.
You know, doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah,
it really doesn't. You know, you have like a 90% conversion on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, go ahead.
There's a lot
I may cut you off.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pieces of that I really like. And
I mean, it's been the most profitable form of online advertisement for the last, you know, 15, 16 years now. You know. That's why I was telling you, even Home Advisor's using it to get the leads they're selling. So I tried to make you an offer that I wasn't expecting you to say no. Let me tell you that. I was expecting you guys to have called me back already. That's why I was like, let me call them back and see what's going on, you know?
Yeah, well, I said that I was in the middle of figuring a bid out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's been going on.
Okay, that part slipped my mind.
Submitted today.
I got you. Well, I mean, if it's something you want to give a shot, you know, it wouldn't take up too much of your time. You know, it takes me about 5 to 10 minutes to actually create the account and secure that listing, but we would have to do a client interview tomorrow at a set time that works best for you, and we can have your other half involved in that too, where we're customizing the campaign. So we go over like the service area, the keywords we're listed for. And I would love to answer any questions she might have too. We want to make sure that you guys understand what we're bringing to the table for your company every month. You know, that's why Google has us. You know, basically we help provide transparency to the business owners and make sure that it's working for them, and that's what keeps them coming back and ultimately paying Google every month. So.
Okay, so I told you I was a Neanderthal as far as website stuff. It's just not my forte, right?
I got you.
Are you guys going to get irritated with me and whatnot?
No. I told you. I got guys. They're 80 years old, and there's nothing that you can say or do that's going to rub me more wrong than my own father does on a day-to-day basis with this kind of stuff. he's 61, and he does this for his painting company. And, yeah, I mean, like I told you, we don't need you to be tech savvy. We need you to answer your phone and do a good job on the work that you get. And obviously you're fully capable of, you know, handling these jobs, or, you know, we wouldn't even be considering you for the first page placement. So we don't have any doubts there that it's going to work, or we wouldn't put you in that position to even have the opportunity to be up there. You know, we want guys that we know are it's going to work. And, you know, if you just answer the phone and do the job right the first time, which I'm sure you probably always do. Nobody wants to go back and do the same job twice and not get paid double, right? and generate reviews, you know. You'll do great. I have guys that are like 80 years old that have, you know, large companies, and they just answer the phone. Some of them don't even do work anymore. All they do is answer the phone and, you know, do all the client-facing portion of it, making sure that they're getting the homeowner, business owner what they're looking for, and you know, that's how they operate. So, I mean, if we could do it for them, I don't see how it would be any different for you. You know, there's nothing, we don't need you to build a website. We don't need you to purchase a domain. We don't ask you to do anything fancy. And that's literally why we're here. Like, our company's been around since 2004, you know. I would say probably about 50% of the clients that we sign up are, like you're calling yourself, you know, a Neanderthal. They don't really know how to build a website and things like that. And that, I think you're kind of being hard on yourself in that regard, because if you asked me to build a house, I wouldn't know where to start. I could build you a computer, but not a house. It's kind of sad.
I'm on the opposite end of that.
Yeah, but we come together to make it work, you know. Usually in every business, there's, you know, people have delegated responsibilities, and, you know, our responsibility would make sure that you're showing up when your customers are looking for what you do, and, you know, that your reputation precedes you, and, you know, they continue to give you those calls, and you get that good exposure.
Okay. You said it's a month-to-month thing. How will I notice any difference? Like, what will be something that I notice in real time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you'll start seeing yourself on the first page. You know, Google sends you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification. When it comes, there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it we need from you before we can go live. You know, that usually takes 5 to 7 days. But we're building a .com website for you. So you'll know we're working, because the website will be up and running before that postcard gets in the mail. And you know we're working when that postcard comes in the mail, right? So we start working right away. But as far as once you're up there, you know, you'll be able to hop on the computer and, you know, see yourself, or you can tell your wife, you know, just look up general contractor, look up bathroom model, look up kitchen model, look, these are all the services they have us listed for, and you'll be able to see yourself there with your number and your reviews and the website that we built and your business name, and you'll be able to click on it and call yourself, and obviously you'll start getting calls, you know, you'll start having people call you, and you'll know, okay, this guy, and you can always ask the customers how they found you. I mean, there is a tracking system too, where we can show you all the clients we're bringing in, if you want to sit down and go over that, but we do track it, yeah, so we have some clients that are really young, and they're very tech savvy, and they're like, they want to know every single thing, and if you're one of those guys, we could do that too, you know, we log you in there, and we show you where the customers are coming from, or you could do it the old school way, like I'm saying, you could just ask them, hey, how'd you find me? Oh, I was just on Google, you know, and I looked up service and they said you guys were pretty good. So, you know, me and my wife have been talking about it for a while. Let's go, you know. And the great thing is, too, is it records those conversations. So you can actually, like, kind of fine-tune your sales pitch, too, and how you answer the phone and how you respond to these people. And, you know, you can listen to those and maybe if I said this or maybe if I offered them this, it would have worked out, you know. And that those things
sure.
kind of help you, you know, become a better salesperson too. That's a huge part of every business.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, why don't we give it a whirl and see what happens?
You're gonna love it. I'm telling you. If you guys can do anything with Home Advisor, I mean, a month or two of this, you sit down with your other half and you show her what you're spending there and what you're making there versus what you're spending here and what you're making here, and I'm sure she'll be really happy with those numbers. It's not rocket science. So I'm going to create your business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, this phone number.
Okay. And Tara was telling me that you guys didn't do anything with, like, Facebook or anything like that, no social media?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if we hosted it for you and we can get you a couple extra customers here and there without charging you anything extra, would you be open to it?
Okay, what does that mean? What are you asking there?
Well, I would create your business Facebook page, and then we would do a weekly posting on there when we get new jobs, and you know, we'll do a weekly posting, or if you want to run promotions through it, we run promotions. And then what happens is anybody that's looked up your services in the past 2 months will actually get marketed your business on that Facebook platform if they looked up your business in the past 2 months on that platform or the services that you offer.
Okay.
Currently searching for it. Excuse me.
Is this something that you take care of or is this something that I take care of?
It's all stuff we take care of. I wouldn't ask you to do something to give you more work that's not actually going to make you money. You know what I mean? I mean, it's designed to get you clients to make you money, but, you know, you're only doing your part. Anything that has to do on the computer and I'm offering to do it for you at no charge, we're doing that for you.
All right. Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I just got to have your permissions, you know. That's with a lot of the things, you know. We're representing your business, so even though we're doing all the legwork on it, we do want to make sure we're representing you properly, you know. That's why we have this client interview that we're going to put you into where it's just questions, you know. It's not like you hop on a computer or anything, but they're going to ask you, like, hey, you know, you do bathroom remodel? All right, well, do you do these kind of showers or do you do this, you know? And we want to make sure we're listing you properly. That way when your phone rings, it's qualified. It's not somebody wasting your time or wasting that end user's time, you know? We really kind of fine tune it. But we just pick your brain and that way, we're all on the same page and we're connecting you with the right people. What's your last name, John?
Mattila, Mattila.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business?
I am. Yeah. My wife is on there too, but just, I'm a sole proprietor.
Do you want me to add her, or do you just want to keep this between me and you?
just put me on there for now.
Okay. If it changes, I'll send you my direct number and extension, and you can save me to your phone. Just give me a call if you want to change anything, okay?
All right.
I'm going to text it over to you right now. It's also going to be attached to every invoice receipt, you know, call, or at the end of every call, and a text message or email you get from us. It'll send you my number so that way you always have it, kind of bombard you with it. I want to make sure you can get a hold of me if you need me. And then is the primary line of contact for your company, did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, this phone number.
Okay, 360-904-3239?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And it's just Welcome Home, right? The company's not like incorporated or LLC?
That's it, just Welcome Home.
All right, beautiful, I like it. And then Google's going to send you that postcard that I talked about in the mail, the little five-digit number on the back of it. I did have a 214 South Narwhal Loop Southwest in Ocean Shores. Is that
That's
still
it.
Accurate?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, if this is your home, I could hide it for you. Have your listings just say city, state, and zip code. That way you don't got to worry about anybody showing up to your doorstep uninvited. You go to the customer anyway, right? They don't come to you.
Yeah, I do. Every once in a while, a customer will come here and drop a check off or something.
Mm-hmm.
But is there any? I'm not real worried about people knowing where I live.
Okay, no, I can list it. That's fine. It's just, you know, I always triple check and ask. I don't just throw it up there because, you know, I got some guys who are like, man, I got five babies over here, and some random guy just came over here asking about rooftop.
Yeah.
You know. All right. So I got your business profile pretty set up here. What's the email address where I could send you everything in writing, because I have you on a discounted pricing structure for this listing?
Okay, let me ask you a couple questions there. I have a personal email, and, mm-hmm. and that's real readily available for me, and then I have a business email, but I only go check that maybe once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Which do you – are you going to be sending me different little things that I'm going to have to notice right away? Or
no.
That might be how people are going to be getting a hold of me, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, the customers are going to be calling you primarily. They come through
primarily
as live
calling.
Calls. Yeah, that's what makes this better than a pay-per-lead system where you don't got to go in there and check it and call them back. You know, they're usually coming through as a live call, you know.
Okay.
So this is more so for us to send you your invoice receipts. You know, this is a business expense, so you're going to want those. It's a write-off for you later. And then, you know, if we get approval on like a Facebook listing or a Google listing, we'll text you though at the same time, or sometimes even call if I put in here that your preference is to be called. If we have like a Facebook post, they'll email it to you, but then if I put the preferences you want to be called, they'll call you and let you know, like, hey, there's an email in there. We need you to review when you're available. So, you know.
Okay, so I'll give you my business email, and it's just 22welcomehome@gmail.com.
welcomehome@gmail.com. And your preferences, calls, texts, or emails?
Texting.
Okay, texting from our company. That's just us to you, not so much the customers. Like I said, the customers will call you, but text messages,
yeah.
Preference. The call would be the second, and then the email last?
Yeah.
Okay. They allow 24 hours for text messages, so they send you a message and you don't respond in 24 hours, then they're supposed to call you. And then if they don't get you to answer, they can call you up to 3 times, and then they tell them to stop calling and wait for your response. They can leave you 3 voicemails as well. That's our guidelines here. We don't want them blowing you up or making you angry.
All right.
But if it's urgent, then, you know, the calls will come through.
Mm-hmm.
And I may blow you up if I notice a couple days are going by and get a pulse check on you. Okay.
Sure.
All right. So text, call, then email. All right, perfect. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
Let's see. What would you recommend that? Mm-hmm. So I'd prefer not to get a bunch of phone calls on Sunday.
Well, Sunday
and,
closed.
Yeah. And so I'm usually up fairly early in the morning, but then in the evenings, that's when a lot of people want to probably make phone calls.
Right, when they get home. Yeah, when they get home from their day jobs.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pretty much should say that I'm available till like 8 o'clock, but I'm not available till 8 o'clock on every night, but I just wouldn't answer the call then, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would have to say just from my experience, so I remodeled my kitchen. We lived in the house for 10 years, and then it was just starting, my two boys just kind of just destroyed it, and it just needed, everything was bad, the top to bottom.
Yeah.
But me and my wife, we planned the entire thing in the evening. Like, it was like I got home, I got off work at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard, and basically from like 4:30 until we were going to bed was the time we were placing calls. And it was funny because the guy the guy that got my business was open all the time on his listing. He had it as open availability, and it wasn't that we needed to have so many conversations. You know, I pretty much sealed the deal with them the first 2 times I talked to him, but then, you know, in the evening when we're pillow talking, I want to touch base, hey, can you do this? Or even when they were still working with us and they would go home, and, you know, I'd tell them at 8 o'clock, can't do anything. I got to put the babies down and I got to go to bed. So we'd still talk to them, though, you know. So it's interesting. I don't really want to tell you, oh, you know, put it up there till late. You know, it's really your preference at the end of the day. You know, you're the one that's got to deal with these people. But what I can say is that if you set it one way now and you decide later that you want to change it, we can always change it. You know, if you learn that, hey, you know, it's better to have these hours and this what's been working best, then we can always swap them out. You know, it's not like you're set with that forever.
All right. So if I said like 8 to 8 or 9 to 9,
yeah.
Does one of those sound foolish to you?
No, not at all. We have some guys that have listings that say they're open all the time. I know they're not awake at 2 in the morning, but you know, they leave it at open availability 24/7. And we even have some services that, you know, they offer emergency services where they are available for calls late into the night. So. No, that's
yeah.
I've heard crazier. You know, that sounds pretty standard. You want to do that 6 days a week?
That would be fine with me.
Okay. How about 8 to 8, Monday through Saturday?
Sure. If you think
nine's a little too much. Yeah, I think 9's a little too much with a contractor. I mean, if they really want it, we're promoting quality of work already by having you as a top recommended option. So, you know, the people that really want you are going to be willing to wait until you're within business hours to call you, you know? So that's another X factor to having the Google listing. It's not so much about just volume, you know, you're literally telling the community. It's like an online word of mouth chain that I've been verified with Google and you know, they recognize me as one of the better services in this area for this, you know, and that usually helps. Credibility is a huge factor nowadays, especially when you're dealing with people that don't know you and are just about to get to know you, and it's a very personal thing. You know, bathroom, kitchen remodel, my house is the greatest investment of my life, and, you know, I'm not going to hire some guy to come in and work on it unless I know he's going to get exactly what we're planning on, and, you know, I also got to make sure he's safe to be around my kids, because there's times he's probably going to be working and I'm not there, you know, so.
Yeah. Is
a huge credibility factor. Okay, so I have it as 8 to 8 Monday through Saturday, Sunday closed, and then I'll lock it in like that. Do you offer financing options? Or do you accept cash, check, and card from your customers? Or how do they pay
no,
you?
No card, just cash and check for now.
Okay. No card, cash, and check. A lot of my guys, I have buddies that are contractors too. They do split payments a lot of the time. They'll do like half up front, or a third up front, and they'll cover the supplies that where they're not taking money out of their pocket if they back out.
Yeah, so typically it's 50% at the beginning of the job and 50% at the end.
Yeah, it's the smartest way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So. But I'm not going to disclose that on the listing. It's just going to say no card, so that way they know that, and then the cash and check are accepted.
Yeah.
All right, submit. Okay, so I got your business profile created. Do you have a logo for Welcome Home?
I have flirted with a couple of them, but I don't really have anything hard and fast.
Mm-hmm.
I could send you maybe a copy of my business card. I like my business card.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's something we could go over at a different time, though, too.
Yeah, of course. I have graphic designers in-house, too, so if you need help with it or you want to make some changes. But I would say definitely send in what you have. I did find some nice photos from some work you've done in the past. Floating around through Angie's List and Home Advisor, a couple other things. So if you could send those over too, that'd be awesome. You know, as much things as we could put up there and pictures of before and after work to help kind of display what you're capable of. Definitely give you an advantage.
Okay, so photos at localsplash.com?
Yep, yeah, that's the email. That came through pretty quick. Yeah, you send them there, and we already have your number and your email on file, so... You know, anytime you send those in, we'll know it's you, and we can go ahead and upload to the site accordingly.
Okay.
All right, so I have your business profile all set up here. I do have to schedule your client interview. The client interview, usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to conduct the conversation in case the call before yours goes a little over or in case our conversation with you goes over. What's a good time where I can have a technician contact you tomorrow and walk you through that?
And this is for what? What are we going to be doing during this time?
Yeah, so it's mostly general knowledge information, questions about your business. So they're going to ask you about the services you provide, just to make sure we're listing you properly. You know, you don't want to assume, hey, he's a general contractor, throw him up there for everything in that category, or just throw him up there for the keywords you're getting searched the most. But we do our research online for the listings that you currently have, and then we'll have recommendations on what keywords would be best fit or, you know, result in most traffic, but you have final say in everything. So the goal of that is to just get the keywords and services set that you're going to be listed for, those 15, also to go over the service area with you. That way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go or have you getting calls from a place you don't want to go to. And then, of course, we want to pick your brain so that way we can get started on your .com website. You know, so they'll ask you about slogan or mission statement, things like that. Sounds complicated, but it's pretty quick, and it's a set questions. I mean, we've been doing this for 18, almost 19 years, so you know, all questions are asked with a purpose that'll help us set up your account.
Okay, and what are the hours of availability? You said tomorrow sometime.
Yeah.
What's the earliest?
Well, we're in the same time zone. The earliest we can do, our 7 to 8 o'clock slots are full. I have 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock available, 9 to 10, 10 to 11. And then in the afternoon, I got 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and 3 to 4.
Let's do 9 to 10.
Okay.
I think that'll work. I'm busy from 7:30 to 8:30, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, let's do 9 to 10.
Okay. All right, and how we're going to do this, I'm going to send you an invitation to your Gmail. But I know you say you don't always check that, so I'm going to have it send you a text message 1 hour before, because the text message is marked as your preference. So it's going to text you about 8 a.m. Hopefully that's not too early for you if you're already working, but it's just a reminder. Okay, perfect. All right. And if anything does pop up, let me know. I could always reschedule it, but we do like to get the client interviews done as soon as possible so that way we're not wasting a day of opportunity here.
Yeah, that's good. That's fine.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to send that invitation to you now. Should get a notification there for your Gmail. And it's just 22welcomehome@gmail, correct?
That's correct.
All right, perfect. All right, and then now that that's scheduled, last thing I got to do is secure your first month's payment. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, John, how did you want to do that?
Let me just give you my debit.
Okay. And is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Welcome home.
Okay. Let me go ahead and add it. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes, it is.
All right. Perfect. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
4733.
4733.
4101.
4101.
0125.
0125.
6490.
6490. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
08 of 24.
08 of 24. And there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
445.
445. Okay. And then there is a security question affiliated with your account as an added form of protection for you in case you're contacted by our company and you want to verify that it's actually one of our representatives here, and then vice versa. If somebody calls in, we're going to want to verify the security question. So obviously this is something that you're going to want to disclose with your other half if she ever calls in. That way we make sure she's still getting access to the business profile. So you have three options. It's your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
Mother's maiden name, city I was born in.
Or first pet's name.
First pet. And then, so you guys will ask me this question, like I don't have to try to remember which one?
Yeah, no, they'll tell you. They'll say, hey, what's your mother's maiden name or what city were you born in as your security question.
All right, yeah, let's do the mother's maiden name.
Okay, mother's maiden name. Okay, and what was your mother's maiden name, John?
Olson. O-L-S-O-N.
O-L-S-O-N. Okay. Confirm. It says repeat. Answers match and save. Okay, perfect. And then there is a brief voice verification I'm going to walk you through. Now, you said it's Jonathan, though, right? J-O-N?
Yep.
Oh, A-T-H-A-N?
Yep.
Okay. I still had you as John on here, just J-O-N. I don't know why I didn't update your listing. I'll always call you John. You know, I like that name. It's my name. But
yeah.
Yeah, I know. I remember you. You got me good with that joke earlier. Saying, "That's my mother." It's calling
yeah.
me. Yeah, I understand that one though. I used to play like I couldn't hear. There was always another John in the neighborhood. So I just, you're not talking to me.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to walk you through this, though, and as I'm walking you through this, John, if there's anything I say that you don't understand it or you don't agree with it, just stop me, okay? And I could always rephrase it, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Welcome home.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
My name is John or Jonathan Matula. And I'm the sole proprietor, the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Welcome Home today?
I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We're not saying that you can't do anything. We know what you're already using. It's just we want to make sure you don't duplicate anything or pay for something that we're already doing for you. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Not that you would need anything else. I'm pretty sure this you shouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing is concerned with the package that I put you on, you know, or building your site and everything for you as well. And then you got Facebook and Google, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages. I mean, try to turn us into your one-stop shop. So if you need something done online, we'll be able to handle it all for you under one roof.
Thank you.
Yeah, make it easier. And you don't got to track everything down, have a website guy here, Google guy here. It creates more headache. Okay, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Okay, it's a month-to-month service. You are not binded to any kind of contract. You may cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up, but again, it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract, and you can cancel at any time. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 9th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249, and that's going to be for our pro package with the website included. I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the ninth day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. And like I said, you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. Just got to let us know before the next billing is due so that way we can stop the billing cycle. Even if you're a day late, we don't penalize you for it. Okay, so even 2 days late, 3 days late, it's okay. It's just more so as a courtesy so we could stop your billing cycle. Like I said, if you don't want to be with us, we're not going to hold you hostage. And then it asked, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Sure, yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome text message from our company. The welcome message is going to be loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. So basically going to have a full outline of the agreement in writing, with all the products and features we're providing for you, the discounted pricing structure that I have approved and that's locked in for you, the cancellation policy and billing dates, and then the very bottom, it'll ask you to check a box to authorize that this was you and you agreed to these terms, and then, of course, you got to sign off on it by typing out your first and last name. So I'm going to hang on the line with you while you get that. Let me know when it comes through. It'll say, Jonathan, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay, and that was an email?
It's going to be a text. I set your account up so that your text is the priority. So it will email you as well, but it's also going to text you everything first. So you'll get text and then email.
Okay.
Yeah, just for convenience sake.
Yeah, that hasn't come through yet.
Yeah, it usually takes 30 to 60 seconds. Your transaction just cleared.
Can I ask you a question here while we're waiting for that?
Of course.
You had said I need to disclose other forms of online advertising, correct?
Mm-hmm. After today. Mm-hmm. Anything you're currently using is okay. We'll be able to find and we're aware of.
Do you recommend that I quit Angie's Leads and only go with you, or do you recommend that I keep doing both? Would you have a recommendation for me?
I'm not supposed to. The calls are recorded. Calls are recorded. There's some very obvious things you're going to be able to see the difference in. Like I've been saying, you know, there's a big difference in your success when you're calling somebody back that's also been being vetted by other guys in your area that do what you do, versus somebody contacting you after doing their research and seeing that your talk recommended, and not having to get charged for each individual opportunity.
So it was just a question I had when you asked that, and so
I want to tell you what I really think, but at the same time, it's just not really ethical. Google tells us to kind of stay away from shooting somebody down or making somebody look bad in order to gain our customers.
There you go. Okay, so that text came through.
Okay, perfect. So in that text, there is a link. The link will say, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms," and if you click on that, it will navigate you to an outline of your agreement in writing. So you have that all in black and white there. This is also, there's a hard copy that's sent to your email of this with your invoice receipt. So that way you can always go to your business email. If you look up Local Splash or Google Advertising in there, you'll have a full paper trail of everything that we're doing as far as every transaction and an outline of this agreement.
All right.
Okay, but you do have to sign off on that. I don't want to rush you through it. If you want to take your time with it, that's totally fine. Just try to have it completed before the client interview tomorrow between 9 and 10 o'clock.
Okay. There's a lot of information here. It looks like good information.
Yeah, it's just an outline of everything we're doing, you know, and then it also has that you have the discounted pricing structure on there. So I don't plan on dying anytime soon, but hypothetically, if I croaked or disappeared, you're still in the same standing that we've come across, and you still get the same deal that we've concluded to today.
All right. That sounds good.
All right. So that concludes our initial setup process. That's it. That's the hardest part. So the client interview is tomorrow, and between 9 and 10. Like I said, I'll send you a message about 8 o'clock just to confirm as a reminder. And then that PIN verification letter is on its way in the mail currently. So when you get that letter, there is a 5-digit number on the back of it that I will need from you. So if you want to text that over, or if you call in with it or email it, whatever's the most convenient for you, John, just make sure you send it over to me. And that's when we go live with everything. So we'll get the website set up in the meantime, and by this time next week, you should be in position to start making some money.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and then we will talk to you bright and early tomorrow morning, 9 a.m.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
Absolutely. You too. Bye-bye.
Take care.